divorce can be emotionally hard, but a provision approved just last year is intended to make the process easier. Self-represented divorces are now an option for couples with children, but there are still a few catches. WPLN's Alexis Marshall reports.
Self-represented or pro se divorce isn't free. But Zach Oswald, an attorney with the Legal Aid Society, says taking out the cost of lawyers helps.
You're talking anywhere from $250 to maybe $1,000 versus, you know, you could pay a $1,000 to $2,000 retainer just to get an attorney on your side before you start talking about how much it costs to pay them per hour.
But even so, the stack of forms is 40 pages long and contains language that can be confusing. Oswald says a lot of people try to use them, but aren't actually eligible.
You can't own buildings or land with your spouse. You can't have retirement benefits.
That means no 401k. Another catch? Couples have to agree on all the terms of the divorce, including child custody, and neither of them can be pregnant. But Oswald says for couples amicable enough to sit down and agree on how they want to separate, the forms allow for increased flexibility, like negotiating who gets the kids for special occasions. He also says keeping lawyers out of the equation helps reduce tension. For WPLN News, I'm Alexis Marshall.